The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. Today, I would like to take a look at the changing American values in the form of our manners, in our interpersonal dealings, in the way we talk, in the way we act, and try to look back and see where all of this is coming from. We are hearing more vile language, more vulgar language and behavior than ever. And I'm not so sure a lot of it didn't start back when there was the screaming going on, when congressmen were going back to their districts right after this election took place in 2009. Actually, it was 2008, but in 2009, the congressmen and women were going to their districts and they were being shouted down when they were trying to talk to constituents. And a lot of the people had been planted there by the Koch brothers and by the far right in order to disrupt any kind of dialogue that could be going on. And it seems like since that time, there hasn't been any dialogue, or not much allowed. Ever since President Obama came into office, there has been a blockage in the Republican Congress to work against every single law or proposal that he put forward. Everything has been shot down. And rumor has it that some of this is coming because they just want to ensure that he fails. That was the first thing that Rush Limbaugh said before he took his first breath as president. Before Obama could even finish his first day, Rush Limbaugh, the voice of the far, far right, said, "I hope he fails." What kind of an American would say that? I don't care who you like or you don't like. I didn't vote for other presidents. I never hoped they failed. In fact, we should hope that every president succeeds, because if they do, we benefit. But we have seen this. We have seen where the Republican, the arch-conservative side, has done everything in their power to block progressive legislation, to stand in the way of any proposal, to stop any people that have been proposed for positions within the cabinet, within government. There has been nothing but this, cross your arms, I'm a two-year-old, my lips are out, and you're not getting past me, buddy, kind of an attitude. And it's been disheartening to see it. What's more disheartening is that you're seeing this whole kind of attitude where people can say whatever pops into their mind, and they do not have to have any restraint in expressing it. They call each other horrible names. People they don't know, they attack. Again, I have been on YouTube and downloaded songs to send to people, except that oftentimes I don't send them because there are always comments at the bottom. If you've ever gone to YouTube and tried to find an old song or a relatively new song, they're all there. You'll see all these comments like, gee, thanks for posting this. But along with that, you're going to see something that is totally offensive posted there. Generally saying, oh, what a weenie, you know, this guy is just a scumbag. I just can't believe that such a shitty musician is being seen as a good musician, or whatever it is. But it's everywhere. It's after news articles. It's after blogs. And people seem to delight in saying things that are horrendous, absolutely horrendous. You do not see the manners. I have been in a store and had a youngster bump me, just shoulder me and bump me as they go past. And I just have turned around and grabbed them by the arm, faced them so that they have to look me in the eye, and said, you need to say excuse me. I didn't say you're a bad person. I didn't say, what the crap? What's going on? I just said, you need to say, excuse me, when you bump into someone like that. And they usually will say that. They will say, excuse me. But the fact that there is such disrespect and that it is permitted, did it come from permissive parents who made their children the center of the universe in the last 10, 20 years? Don't know. What do you think? Is it coming from schoolrooms that have become overcrowded and the teachers cannot possibly give the proper attention to the troubled kids who get in the middle of the whole classroom and change the atmosphere? Don't know. What do you think? Is it coming from the people who are manipulating other people in our society, who are manipulating the news, who are manipulating... If you ever look at Fox News, for instance, and I got to tell you, as a former journalist, Fox News is not news. Fox News is basically propaganda wrapped in pretty packages. All the people there are attractive. You won't find an unattractive person. Whereas if you go back in the old media, you will see people who are horrible to look at, but they were great journalists on AP or UPI. Walter Cronkite was a good-looking man, but he was pretty much the exception. But you see these people, these packages that look good, and the things they say are interesting, but very often they're not true. And it just appeals to us. A lot of the stuff is sensationalism, and it's designed to provoke or to make you hate or to make you believe something that is just absolutely false, but that keeps all of us fighting each other instead of working on the same side to make our society, our country, better. That's the America that it was designed to be, where we come together as citizens and we try through discussion and the presentation of various points of view, even oppositional points of view, but we sit down and try to make things work better, try to understand where the other guy's coming from. The lying is so destructive. The lying is the thing that'll bring us down so fast because and I've said this to kids before that I have encountered who, as foster parents that we had cared for, don't lie because once you have lied to me, why should I listen to anything you say ever again? Why should I listen to what comes out of your mouth? I won't know if it's truth or not truth. I don't know if it's a lie or honest. So each one of us has an obligation to speak authentically from the heart, our truth. We can be wrong, but that doesn't mean that knowing that we're wrong, we speak it as truth. We have to know the difference. We have to be able to say, yeah, at some point in time, I can't really say this because it's a blatant lie and I don't want to do it. We've all done what we call white lies at times. Hi, I can't come. Yeah, I can't come into work today. I'm so sick. We've all done things like that. Does it make it right? No. Has it harmed anybody? Perhaps. And when you look at these things ethically, from an ethics standpoint, they shouldn't be done because ultimately the lies that we tell do the most damage to us, more than the person that we're telling them to. The person we're telling them to may at some point feel betrayed, which is a horrible, horrible trauma for the human psyche to get over, by the way, especially if they trusted that person. But they do the most damage to the person who tells that lie because they basically are gutting themselves as the kind of human being they were designed to be. We hurt ourselves. We lower the bar on who we are. And that's not ever a good thing to watch. It becomes very ugly ultimately. And it doesn't make us feel good about ourselves. The people who feel best about themselves, unless they're psychopaths and they just celebrate every triumph like a bad lawyer with no character, would celebrate a victory that turns a rapist back out on the street and on to the women of society. Unless you're sick, you're not going to feel good about deceiving other people and getting away with it. But we've got to watch and be aware of the fact whenever you're watching anything, a movie, a video game, if you're watching the news, if you're listening to people, be aware of how often you're seeing people playing people rather than really concentrating on speaking straight and directly to the best of their knowledge. It's time. It's time for a new model of who we are. It used to be, and I used to hear this a lot, we could do business on a handshake, they would say. I could just shake the hand of somebody, walk away, and know that that deal was good. You wouldn't dare do that today, would you? You can't oftentimes even trust the contracts you sign if the person on the other end is saying, oh, here's what you're signing. Well, you better darn well read that contract, because it may just very likely turn out that that isn't what you're signing, that there are hidden things in there. And people will let you know that you just were had, and that's okay, because they got by with it. The manners have to change. We have to go back to being polite. We have to go back to being respectful. We have to go back to our best selves, because otherwise we truly are the ugly Americans. And it's become a society that is dysfunctional when you look at people who make it ugly, who will give you the finger as soon as look at you. It's time for peace. It's time for assisting each other. It's time for being our own best selves, don't you think? So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.